The world is old tonight. The world is old. The stars around the fold do show their light. Do show their light. And so they did, and so a thousand years ago. And so we'll do good legs when we lie cold. The world is still tonight. The world is still. The snow on vale and hill like wool lies white, like wool lies white. And so it did, and so a thousand years ago. And so
some years ago, my husband Elwood Donnelly and I were listening to music as we traveled to a gig on a dark winter night. He has thousands of songs on his phone, so you never know what will pop up in the shuffle. The World is Old, sung by renowned Kentucky folk singer Gene Ritchie, came up and spoke to me so beautifully with the ancient image of a shepherd standing on a hill, pondering the stars and landscape blanketed with snow. My favorite line quickly became, "The snow on vale and hill, like wool, lies white. Like wool lies white." I turned to Elwood and said, "We're learning that." We knew Gene, an important and primary source in American folk music, for the last 23 years of her life, and spent much time with her in that era, soaking up the Scots-Irish folk songs of her Appalachian family, known as the Singing Family of the Cumberlands. While we were learning the song, I did some cursory research and found notes from her 1987 album, Kentucky Christmas, Old and New, where she wrote, "When my sister Pauline taught at the Hindman Settlement School in Kentucky, she wrote and put on a Christmas play in which she used this shepherd's carol. Pauline died 7 years ago, and we cannot find her source for this song, but we have loved and sung it ever since. The two short stanzas give a haunting sense of place. Shepherds under cold stars on a frozen hillside, their loneliness, the ancientness of the world." Beyond that information, I found nothing else until recently when I decided to revisit the song for this segment, and that's when the fun began. Gene Ritchie died in 2015 at the age of 92. You'd think that would be that as far as being able to ask her, but the internet has a way of immortalizing people. I found a great deal of information on the Mudcat Cafe, an internet discussion group that got started in the 1990s. The initial post was written by Jean with her handle KYTrad, which stands for Kentucky Traditional, in March of 2001. Just realized this might be the best place to find information I have been searching for at least 40 years. Seems no one has ever heard of The World is Old. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Gene. And then someone wrote, "Gene Ritchie sang it on her Kentucky Christmas Old and New album, but I don't find the words anywhere out there. Hope this helps." And then someone else wrote, "Psst, KYTrad is Gene Ritchie." But all kidding aside, it's amazing what Gene learned in that thread that ended up lasting 5 weeks with a total of 114 posts in a wonderful, chatty, friendly, scholarly internet village quest. So next, Jean wrote in about Pauline in the play saying, "No other soul in the world, it seems, can find where she got the song. Maybe she wrote it herself, but somehow I don't think so. It must have a source." Folks went on to ask scholars and search websites and continued to come up with nothing. All mention of the song pointed to Jean. People started speculating about the origins being Cornish, medieval, Gregorian, early Renaissance, Victorian, written by Chaucer or Thomas Hardy, dating back to 1200. Jean wrote, "My heartfelt thanks to all for your research. I'm fairly certain Pauline did not write it, nor did I. And yes, like some of you have said, I had thought it might be a poem set to music, but the lyric and melody seemed almost of a piece to me. I was very small when I first heard the family sing it, and the hairs stood up on my neck. So, everybody, thanks for trying. Maybe someday. But people continued the discussion, and after some time, Jean thought to say, "My sister Pauline went to Wellesley College, and the play in which she used the song was written and produced shortly after her graduation around 1940. Someone suggested she write to the head reference librarian at Wellesley." So Jean wrote, and then, 3.5 weeks later, this. "I have heard from Wellesley College. It is in an anthology published in 1913, the English Carol Book. The composer is Joseph Morat, and the words are by 19th century English illustrator, author, and poet Lawrence Houseman. The librarian will send a copy of the song. Also, she said there is a rare item in special collections, and if I am ever up that way, I could see it. A book by Lawrence Houseman, who lived from 1865 to 1959, called Bethlehem, a Nativity Play, performed with music by Joseph Morat. This play is probably the one my sister used, or to which she referred. In the play, The World is Old is sung in the beginning by the shepherds as the curtain opens. Ta-da! Thanks to all of you." At that moment, with my face peering into the screen, I felt like I heard cheers from folk enthusiasts, scholars, and detectives from around the world. Here, Elwood and I are playing the song in 2016. If you listen carefully, you'll hear a few different words from Jean's version. And in turn, if you find the original sheet music, you'll see that Jean's version has a few differences as well, a typical result of oral transmission.
The world is old tonight, the world is old. The stars around the full do show their light, do show their light. And so they did, and so a thousand years ago. And so
like wool lies.